Warehouse receiving inspection and returns processing. Receiving. As defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, warehouse receiving is a key process in warehouse operation that ensures the correct product has been received in the right quantity in the right condition and at the right time. Exhibit 4-10 shows where receiving and inspection fit in the order flow. Exhibit 4-10, Warehouse Processes and Order Flow in Supply Chain Logistics Management, Bowersox et al., recommend that once in motion, goods should be continuously moved until arrival at their final destination. Congestion and delays must be avoided at the receiving dock. This requires coordination within the warehouse and with shippers as well as advance planning. By planning the receiving operation, logistics professionals can schedule inbound shipments so that they can be quickly unloaded and moved from the receiving area into the storage process. This is facilitated by coordinating shipment arrivals with labor availability, preparing crews for a shipment's anticipated unloading needs, for example, special equipment concerns, cross-training unloading crews in put-away or storage processes, or staggering shift schedules so that the put-away crew arrives when the receiving crew has completed his work. Unloading should be conducted in a controlled manner. Vehicles should be directed to assigned docks. Seals must be checked before opening cargo areas. If loads are refrigerated, temperature logs must be obtained and the current temperature checked. Goods are unloaded manually or with equipment. During unloading, the goods are checked for damage and the order is checked for accuracy and completeness. Discrepancies are reported internally with an over, short, and damage OS&D report. An administrative office will use this when communicating with the carrier and supplier as needed for reconciliation. Other details such as lot and batch numbers may also need to be recorded. Once the shipment is verified, the shipping receipt is signed. In loads delivered by truck, the role of the driver may vary. Many transportation firms aim for no-touch loads, in which the driver is not involved in the unloading process or simply detaches a trailer. In some industries, especially the food industry, drivers may be entirely responsible for unloading cargo. They may have to find unloading equipment on site. They may have to work with the warehouse to schedule and pay for lumpers, day laborers who specialize in offloading cargo at warehouses. Once received, the goods are stacked in a staging area adjacent to the receiving dock, sorted by SKU, and palleted or repackaged as needed. Units, cases, pallets, bins are clearly labeled with their eventual location and storage. This will facilitate the put-away process. Some goods may be subject to further inspection and quality control. Inspection and quality control. Inspection is cost prohibitive to perform on all goods and is not a value-added activity from the end consumer's perspective. However, lack of inspection can result in costly quality issues or overpayment. Warehouse receiving staff and a quality operations function will each have defined roles in the inspection and quality control processes. Warehouse receiving staff will typically do a title check, damage check, quantity check, unit size check, and checks up any other documentation. They will verify that the items received are the right ones from the right supplier and that products, quantities, labels, descriptions, batch numbers, and expiry dates are as expected. The damage check will be for visual damage only. If materials do not pass this level of check, they are set aside in a physical or virtual quarantine for the quality operations function. Quality operations will proceed with the more detailed and time-consuming tests, evidence gathering, documentation, plus disposition. If disposition results in the goods being released from quarantine into the warehouse, quality operations will be the ones to make this decision. Inspection and quality control can take several forms. Receiving checking only. Goods are not inspected per se, but receiving will still perform basic checking for damage, accuracy, and completeness. Not recommended for new suppliers or certain classes of goods. Good faith receiving, GFR. Most goods are not inspected at all. Over a defined period, for example, 3 months, an external auditor will conduct random checks of a statistically significant number of units and arrive at a gross error rate, for example, 0.5%. This rate is applied as a discount to each invoice until the next audit. This provides incentives for carriers and suppliers to improve while minimizing the cost of claims administration for both parties. Partial inspection using internal methodology. the organization will set rules, such as having the quality operations function randomly inspect 10% of the lines on each order, with escalation to 10% more checked, and then whole order checked if it fails each stage. 100% inspection and release by quality function or inspection based on inspection plans. Votes for new suppliers or classes of goods such as high-value items, pharmaceuticals, perishable food, and other temperature-controlled goods usually need more thorough inspection of the whole order by the quality operations function. Full inspection of an order may also be required per inspection plans. For example, a new batch may be subject to 100% inspection according to the plan, but later batches use a different method. Third-party inspection at supplier location. If the supplier and customer agree, they can use a third-party service to inspect goods prior to shipment from the country of origin to prevent needing to return goods long distances. The costs of inspection include the labor for the quality operations function inspection, but also the time required for inspection, which slows down throughput. If inspection causes congestion for other materials movements, this is also a cost. Barcode scanning, RFID vision systems, and so on can improve accuracy and speed. To not hinder receiving and put away, goods needing inspection should be moved to a short-term staging or longer-term quarantine area. If put in storage, allocate the inventory as unavailable in the WMS until passing inspection and mark it with physical signage to prevent picking. Inspection can use a blind count, which involves inspectors not knowing the expected quantity until after the count is performed. This method increases the time required for the inspection, but tends to improve accuracy. Inspection and quality control check for more than just quantity errors, wrong products, or damaged or defective products, but also for compliance with other supplier shipping requirements. This can be improper pallet type or loading, or codes that will not scan, or codes not on master cartons or inner boxes, carton quantity differing from expected carton quantity, box sizes or weights non-compliant, missing RFID labels, etc., receiving and processing returns. Exhibit 4-11, Warehouse Processes and Order Flow. Inspecting returns, see Exhibit 4-11. At a returns consolidation center or a DC with these responsibilities, enables returns to be sorted into different disposition categories, and some items can be returned to inventory or the pick slot. Items that will be returned to the supplier are placed in a designated returns area. Different types of disposition, for example, return to stock, repair, refurbish, recycle, landfill, are addressed elsewhere.